Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Election Commission today released the absolute number of voters for the first five phases of Lok Sabha elections, asserting that voter turnout data was always available with candidates. It informed that over 50 crore and 72 lakh people have exercised their franchise till the first five phases of Lok Sabha polls in the country. The data was released a day after the Supreme Court dismissed a plea seeking direction to the poll body to upload authenticated, scanned and legible copies of Form 17C showing the account of votes recorded booth-wise. Voting for the sixth and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections concluded successfully today. Around 58.98% voting has been recorded till 6 p.m. today evening. The voting began at 7 in the morning till 6 p.m. across 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. This include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Singh today visited Likhavali, Lower Siang District to inspect the arrangements being met for the counting of votes. Speaking on the occasion, the CEO emphasized the need for a peaceful counting process and reviewed the district's readiness extensively. Key areas like security, infrastructure and personnel deployment were thoroughly inspected. Further, the District Electoral Officer Rujum Raksab briefed the CEO on the measures taken to ensure the safety of the strong room and smooth conduct of the counting process. The India Meteorological Department has predicted that deep depression over the East Central Bay of Bengal is expected to intensify into Cyclone Remal by this evening. The cyclone is predicted to make a landfall between the coasts of Bangladesh and West Bengal by tomorrow midnight, escalating into a severe cyclonic storm. In view of this, the IMD has issued warnings for heavy to very heavy rainfall in West Bengal, Odisha and parts of the northeastern states. Arunachal Pradesh is forecasted to experience a wet spell with thunderstorms and significant rainfall over the coming days. The forecast indicates a continuation of this trend with light to moderate rain expected to become widespread across the state over the next week, including heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in isolated areas. Itanagar Capital Police has issued an advisory alerting citizens to a new scam involving impersonation of police officers. Scammers contact individuals via phone calls, emails or social media, falsely claiming arrest or investigation of family members and demand immediate payments to avoid arrest. The ICR police have urged citizens not to disclose personal or financial details, transfer money or make payments to unknown individuals and further asked denizens to verify caller's identity by contacting local police directly and report suspicious activities to Itanagar Capital Police promptly. Indian Army's artillery unit stationed in Upper Siang District, Arunachal Pradesh, is commemorating International Action Day for Women's Health on May 28 with a health checkup and awareness event in the remote village of Geling along the line of actual control. The event, spearheaded by the regimental medical officer and a team of dedicated doctors, will offer medical examinations, consultations, and educational sessions tailored to address the unique health challenges faced by women in remote communities. Dr. Samir V. Kamat, Secretary, Directorate of Defense Research and DRDO, inaugurated a Research and Development Center of Defense Research Laboratory at Tawang yesterday. This new facility will be utilized for high-altitude soldier research and development activities. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, said that the center is another proud addition in Tawang. He said the R&D Center of Defense Research Laboratory will go a long way in supporting the soldiers posted in the frontline areas and promoting the research activities. And now, the weather forecast. According to the Met Center, generally cloudy sky with a few spells of rain or thunderstorms in and around Itanagar will be there during the next 24 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.